Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. You know what time it is. Woo-wee. It's Juneteenth. It's the Juneteenth edition, man. June 20th, Friday. I hope everybody ready for the street. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Is he blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weights to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now.
You're not only
talking now, but you feel this boy so called the streets is talking. Man, I'm tripping, bro. It's Friday, man. The streets is talking, it's sports talk show for the hip-hop. Oh, man, the show be crazy. I think we got my man, OG the scorekeeper, man. I think he done made it all the way down from Highlander Road for the Chess Funeral tomorrow. So, man, we coming at you live June 20th, 2014. I'm in another studio, man. My cousin B, he gave me the studio tonight. We got a built-in studio, bro. So we got a lot going on, man. The NFL, mini camp. The Cavs find a man, the World Cup, and much, much more. You know we got Freestyle Friday. But before we get started, what's up with the super producer of the show and myself, man, co-host, T-Roll? What's your deal, man?
Hey, hey, what's up with the WWW world? That's the World Wide Web. What's up with y'all out there checking us out on the web, Facebooking us, tweeting us? Woo, L Boogie, what's up with you, baby? Big shout out to Jewel G out there on the assignment, man. You know, it's always love to have studio guests, L Boogie. Where would we be without studio guests? Hey, you know, we love, man, we're going to have a fan appreciation day for our studio guests that have been blessing us for the last year and a half, L Boogie. We moving. It's another, boy. It's a year and a half, boy. 2 years before you know it, boy. Boy, we working hard and trying to make it better for our people, man. And, you know, it's a lot of sports and entertainment out there, L Boogie. And, you know, big shout out to Tracy Morgan. You know, he was in an accident in a limo ride out there in New York in the Turnpike. Critical condition, man. His mama showed up, L Boogie, to the hospital to check on her son, and his wife said, "Nah, bitch, you better get up out of here. You know Tracy don't mess with you." Is that a problem? Would you let your wife turn Tracy Morgan's mama away? Can your mama come see you in the hospital when you're down? That's all I want to know, L Boogie.
I'm not surprised we didn't hear news that Tracy Morgan's mother smack the you-know-what out of her. That's my son. I don't care what we done went through. He on his dying bed. Everything can be reconciled when that's in the play. So the wife, she did wrong. It might be some divorce papers filed after once he wake up. Man, you can't turn nobody's his mama.
And the mama, man, come on, man, you turn moms away. I'm in my blind day, and this might be my last days.
Man, you can't turn mama around. And you know, we forgot to give a shout out on Monday. It was Pac's birthday. We forgot to give a shout out.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I meant to say that too. Elbow.
So I want to give a shout out to Pac, man, on his birthday. But Ro, what we got, man? Let's start off first. I want to talk about Pat Riley's news conference. Pat Riley, you heard what he said? He said, I mean, verbatim, it would take guts for all three of those guys to come back and play for the Heat. What do you think about those statements that Pat Riley said there, Ro?
L Boogie, you know just as well as I know that Pat Riley is an old-school, hard-nosed guy who's all about winning, dog. Even before he even made it to the NBA, you know, he was already somewhat successful, being a highly ranked guard for the University of Kentucky. You know, one thing you got to do is put out the movie Glory Road, and you'll find Pat Riley in that movie. And that's when he was playing for Adolph Rupp and was, you know, a big-time dude. Got to the NBA, had his little career. After that, went straight into coaching. And you all know the rest from what he has done with the L.A. Lakers to the New York Knicks and now to the Miami Heat. So, L Boogie, if anybody knows what it takes to get the job done, you know, after going to four straight finals with your present team, he's telling you exactly what he knows. It's going to take guts and it's going to take heart for those three guys to get together, to swallow what just happened to them, to try to come back and do it again. Now, on the flip side of that, L Boogie, I agree with Pat Riley 100%. Hey, we 50% out of the last 4 years, meaning we've won two of those titles when we've gone to the finals out of the last 4 years. So, I mean, that's not a bad percentage. So, I feel where Pat Riley is coming from. He's an old-school dude. He's just telling us the truth there, Boogie. Now the big three have to figure out what Pat Riley wants them to do. Now, if they break them up, it's going to be sad. It ain't going to be Pat Riley's fault. But if the big three somehow breaks up, you know, it's just, hey, like Pat Riley just said, it's going to take guts and it's going to take heart to come back and try to do this again. You know what I mean? So I understand Pat Riley. It doesn't bother me because, like I said, I know I know what Pat Riley is speaking of, because with his L.A. Lakers team, guess what? They would have came back. Even with the New York Knicks team that he had before the, you know, before the new millennium came about, they even would have came back, L. Boogie. So that's where I'm at, and I just hope that Miami, the big three, can stay together, because anything can happen, L. Boogie. As you can see, Las Vegas already got them going back to the finals for a fifth straight year already. So, keep it together, Miami. Pat Riley know what to do. You just got to believe in the man. What you think?
Well, you really want me to answer that question, don't you? I tell you what.
I mean, you have to. You presented it to the world. So, I mean, it wouldn't be right if we didn't hear your take on it, player.
Hi, we got special guest, my niece, Lonnie. She's in the studio as well. I got her in the studio. Also, I got special guest, my youngest son, youngin, Davell Moore Meeks. He in the studio for. I just had to get that shout out in. But we know it would be a tough decision for LeBron to stay, because we know LeBron gets out of Dodge. We know he gets out of Dodge. We know that if the situation is not right, he leaves. Let's not forget, to me, LeBron James thinks he's the NBA. Let's be honest. He knows the cameras are on him. He knows he's the hottest topic trending in the NBA, especially right now with the free agency going on. And I think he wants, at the end of the day, be like Michael Jordan and own the team. With that being said, I'm 50-50. Who knows what LeBron James is going to do? We knew he was leaving Cleveland. Cleveland fans, the real ones, we knew he was leaving Cleveland, Ohio. We knew that. Everybody thought he was staying. Oh, LeBron going to stay. Yeah, right. But I tell you what, the biggest thing is, would you keep those guys? You only got four guys on the contract, really. Other guys can opt out. Norris Cole's actually under contract, who doesn't have to opt out. What are they going to do with Mario Chalmers? He's in his sixth year. Well, it'll be his seventh coming up. He's got championship pedigree, though. Do you trade him? I don't think so. He just had a bad finals. Without him, they wouldn't
have won. He ain't going nowhere.
NBG, nothing but garbage. But I think the East is getting tougher. I don't think they can make it back. I'm being honest with you. They love
you. Who gonna stop?
I don't think they can make it back, bro.
Indiana gonna stop them? Man, please.
I'm not even talking Indiana. I'm talking guys like Washington. I'm talking guys like Toronto. I'm talking guys who are up and coming, like Charlotte, who has money under the cap. They got Big Al, you know what I mean, Al Jefferson and Kemba, so they're building around them. I tell you, it's going to be real tough for the Heat to get back there for a fifth time. That'll be unprecedented. It hasn't happened. So if they do get back, that's something to talk about. So I don't think that, you know, they will, but it will be a story. What's up with your boy, Joel Embiid? What happened, Ro?
Hey, old Boogie, you know and I know that when you're trying to make it to that next level and these teams really want you, you have to perform, you know, under these, you know, private settings and situations that your agent set up for you with the different teams. And I guess apparently the B been overworked, L. Boogie, because it didn't went from his back during the NCAA tournament down to a stretch factor in the foot. So I don't know. And then he had to have surgery today. Now they talk about his downtime 4 to 6 months. I mean, come on, man. Is this another New Orleans Noel? Or Noel New Orleans? I just don't understand, L. Boogie. 4 to 6 months is a long time, but I will say this about Joel Embiid. If I was the team that was going to pick him, I wait for him because he's one of the better big men that we didn't have coming into the NBA in the last 3 or 4 years as far as the draft is concerned. So as far as Joel Embiid is concerned, if you're a team that's looking for a big man, hey, you better pick him. Because if Philadelphia was dumb enough to wait for Nerlens Noel, then I know there's some other teams out there that's going to be, you know, salivating at the mouth for Joel Embiid because he's a better, way better offensive player than Noel would ever be at this particular point. Not saying that Nerlens Noel can't play that D, but we just don't know. He's been out for a whole year like Derrick Rose, and what's going to happen? Is he going to come back 100, or is he going to start off the season and 2 or 3 weeks later be broke down again? You know, so it's very sad that Joel Embiid, and it takes me back to the Sam Bowie days, El Boogie. You remember when Sam Bowie, when they had the special on it, he was the number one pick, and boy, I tell you, he said every time I was lifting those weights on my knee, I could hear my knee cracking. I knew I wasn't going to make it. So Joel Embiid, go back and watch those 30 films on the draft back then when Mike first came in, and yeah, man, don't be one of those guys. Don't be a bust, J.E. That's all I'm saying, El Boogie. What's your thoughts on that? 4 to 6 months, El Boogie?
4 to 6 weeks. I told everybody 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Months. It ain't weeks. It's months.
Wow. You listen to this. When I think of him, you just said it. You're Sam Bowie's. You know it, Nerlens Noel's. Don't forget about G.O., Greg Odom, and you know what G.O. stands for, game over. So I'm not trusting that. Now the Cavs have a choice, and it's only two. Do you go Jabari Parker or do you go Wiggins? And, you know, honestly, I might go. What's my man name from Wichita State? Klay Anthony?
Klay Anthony!
I would might go get Klay Anthony early. Why not?
He fits in. He would be a 2-3.
I would go get Mr. Early. Parker. I don't know about Wiggins. Okay, potential. But I'm just looking at Mr. Early, man. I like that kid, man. I'm going to see how this class does in the next 3 years. So I'm looking at, you know, Mr. Early. Bro, how are we doing the USA in the World Cup? How are you liking these World Cup games, man?
Well, El Boogie, you know, the World Cup is like the Olympics. It's almost like the Super Bowl. I mean, this thing comes around every 4 years. And for a country to make it to the World Cup that has never been there before is something exciting for a whole country, okay? And most of those countries come all out and give it all they got as a fan to those players who made it and show them support. And what I love about the World Cup is that these fans take soccer very serious. And for the USA, we got a tough game on Sunday against Portugal. If we beat Portugal, Portugal will be another powerhouse team that has gone for nil. And there are the other teams of Spain, England. I mean, you just wouldn't have never thought that these teams would, you know, not make it to the Sweet 16. You know what I'm saying, El Boogie? So right now the USA is looking real good. All of the games in this World Cup have been challenging, close, and exciting with great long goals and setups and things like that. But the USA, man, the one, you know, fast, speedy guy that we got that we lost with the hamstring pull and Jozy Altidore, he's going to sit out Sunday. But the guy who scored the first goal in less than a minute in Clint Dempsey, he had a broken nose, but he's going to start. Now, we don't know if he's going to put on the black LeBron mask or if he's going to come out with the clear one. But we'll see on Sunday. So everybody be ready, 12 o'clock game. Hope you can, you know, get up, eat your breakfast, and prepare yourself for that game while you're listening to the sports officials at the same time. You know what I'm saying, Elmo?
Oh, man, no doubt, no doubt. I can't wait. You know how during, you know, the year you might watch a little MLS, but this is the best in the world. So it's going down. I'm loving it, and it's hot. It's going down. When we come back from the break, the Cavaliers, they've got their man. We're going to go in, and we're going to see what's up with that. Oh, this for the chef, baby. We reminisce over you. Like I said before, man, we hot. The streets is talking sports talk show, 347-855-8896. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, man, let's go.
The rest fit in. I'm like, no, love, that's forbidden. I ain't for switching. That's a problem to the real well. Plus, I know them 20s real well. Now we coasting. Me two chicks and toasting. I turn up the volume, watch the bass get them open. Soft-spoken with a wild side. I love them in the ride. They love it in the ride. We was moving bodies before we hit the party. Before the DJ started cutting, I was already fucking. Cinderella, you girl, from nothing to something. Hit the parking lot, hear the club system thumping. Lose the face. You two was great, but it's to the VIP, I got new moves to make.
When the last time you heard it like this? Smoke some, drink some, get ripped. And make the girls in the party just strip. Move your ass, girl.
Get down!
Only if you know you ride. From the club to the parking lot. How many chicks can you fit in that ride? Put them up, homie.
Hey, this is the day in the night. Club night, one of the reasons I love life. Chick B in the back, kiss B. We get sick. They with me, two-stepping, you see each two weapon. Slipping on the floor, mirrors and walls are sweating. Shorty in my ear says you got a song on. And I love how she move anytime a song on. I like that, ma, you do something to me. Come this way and prove something to me. Fast or slow, she got the right moves. And I got the right dough for any day that I choose. I'm open, but nah, I don't lose focus. If the shit jump off, you know the thing that I'm so in. But I'm only here to party, y'all. Carry every weekend like it's Mardi Gras.
Some drink, some get ripped. And make the girls in the party just strip. Move your ass, girl.
Get down!
Only if you know you lie. From the club to the parking lot. How many chicks can you fit in that ride? Put them up, homie.
Yo, you are now listening to the sound that are vibrating your speakers. Please do not be alarmed.
Show ya how quick she can hop on those Gucci loafers. Can I ask to the sofa in a sack to choke ya? That's an M chick ass pushing a choker. But I thought about how rich I am and said no such chick was crazy. Gave a crazy face. Whipped it with a ripple pill or my baby face. The night's still young and I'm already leaning. Proof to the lot on them juice tubes gleaming. The liquor in me and I don't need a reason. Obnoxious with the women. Hot tucked in the linen. I pull up, let her get in. She know from the beginning. She added to the list of them chicks that I done been in. Her head spinning and my head spinning. Mine from juice and gin and hers from neck and chin. And I'm a winner, man.
When the last time you heard it like this? Smoke some, drink some, get ripped. And make the girls in the party just strip. Move your ass, girl.
Get down!
Only if you know you lie. From the club to the parking lot. How many chicks can you fit in that ride? Put them up, homie.
Get down!
When the last time you heard it like this? Smoke some, drink some, get ripped. And make the girls in the party.
Man, we back in the studio. Man, the streets are talking sports talk show. We coming at you live from all over the parts of the country, man. You know what I mean? Give us a call, 347-855-8896. Tell us what you think, man, from a street perspective. Oh, man, we were just talking about Joel Embiid, the World Cup. Man, we about to get into Donald Sterling, the Cavs, you know, higher. And the Kevin Love trade. Yo, Ro, man, tell us some information about that Donald Sterling dude, man. What happened this week while we was in the cell?
Donald Sterling somehow, some way, loves to keep his business, loves to keep his name in this here streets, man. I'm learning that about Donald Sterling. And one thing I know is this. Man, we 16 days past the June 3rd hearing. Well, this dude was supposed to give up his team, man. Give up all the rights. And this dude still the news and ain't calling his team. I'm upset. But at the same time, I understand. Donald Sterling is a slick one, L Boogie. Now, since he has to sell his team, he done left voice messages threatening his wife, doctors who told him that he was incompetent of running a team. And, boy, he talking about, I'm going to get you. And one thing is this, I'm going to get your license. I'm going to get you fired from wherever you working at. Boy, Donald Sterling is a cold dude. And let me tell you, L Boogie, he is not going to give it up lightly. Dr. James Spark of the UCLA, man, he after you, he wants your job. Dr. Merrill Platzer, woo! Y'all shouldn't rule that dude incompetent. Now he's leaving you threatening voicemail messages. You got to turn them in to investigators and your attorneys and all this. And keep doing what you're doing, Dr. Sterling. You keep putting yourself in a deeper hole, buddy, where everything's going to be against you in the end, and it ain't going to matter what the courts say because you keep doing the wrong thing. So, L Boogie, Donald Sterling, still in the news, threatening his wife, threatening doctors. We're going to see what's going to happen because I don't know too many lawyers I don't know too many judges and things like that that like to take, you know, take the other side when you're threatening people and trying to downgrade a person's livelihood and things like that. So, you know, Donald Sterling out there trying to make news making news without being in the news. But, boy, he keep being in the news for some reason. And the team still ain't sold to somebody different. I don't get it, Elbert.
Like they always say, bad publicity is good publicity. Donald just trying to stay relevant, man. Donald just trying to stay relevant in the streets. And I don't think he needs to be, you know, bringing up his, you know, I don't understand, Donald. It's over with. You sold it for $2 billion, baby. You got $1 million. So I would think that you should just go away quietly. You know, just walk away. I keep saying that. So, you know what I mean? I'm really disappointed in Donald and the situation he's going through. You know what I mean? So that's how it goes.
Yeah, but he's full of it, man. He needs to leave us alone. Go on and sell the team, man. You making all that money, I'm making all that bread. You need to go chill in the sunset. You got the most beautiful outlook on the sunset ever living in L.A. The sun set in the west. You get the last of it. Come on, man. Go on and settle down somewhere. Go get you like 15 other girlfriends and just, you know, do what you do, Donald. But I don't know what's going on with you, man. You ain't got no swag, you old thug. But you are pimping the game, I will tell you that. Well, that's Bud Donald said.
Donald need to go kick it with my man, up in the Playboy Mansion and just, you know, hang out and call it a day. He got enough money. I know you smell the money.
You know what I mean?
He got enough money, man. Bro, let me ask you this. The Cavs, they've made their hire. He comes from the EuroLeague. He just won a Euro championship, you know. You can give us his credentials, played at Princeton, coached for many of years. What's my man name again, Ro? I can't say his name.
David Blatt.
Dave. David, what's his last name again, Ro?
Blatt.
Do you, we haven't heard of this guy. What do you think about this hire?
Hey. I will say this. I'm going to give Dan Gilbert a standing, you know, high five, dog. Because Dan Gilbert looks like he went out and got him somebody who was showed and have proved. Just because he didn't win Euro, L Boogie, don't mean that, you know, he's a sellout. I'm going to say this right now about Dan Gilbert. I will give him credit, dog. He does try to go out and get the best of the best now. We keep Mike Brown out of that because LeBron the first time and the second time, he just wanted to help Mike Brown does be employed. That's what I believe. But this time he went and he went to go get a winner. Now, for those that don't know David Blatt, 20-year career coaching, man. And he just didn't do it in the U.S. He's been able to do it overseas. And if you can do it overseas, you can just about do it anywhere. He won the EuroLeague championship this year, you know, over the summer. And the name of the team was Maccabi Tel Aviv, you know what I'm saying? And them boys won the championship. He also led Russia. Now, the dude don't speak Russian, but he led Russia to a bronze medal in the London Olympics in 2012, L. Boogie. You know what I'm saying? So that's big. Not only did he coach in Russia, he coached in Greece, Israel, and also Turkey. Now, last time I checked, this dude was American. Went to Princeton, like you said, 1977 and 81. This guy have a translator to coach the game of basketball if the guys on the team don't know English. Now, L. Boogie, if you could coach some guys who can't speak your language to go out and win a championship, I believe you can do it in America, man. So Cleveland go out to, you know, the Cavaliers go out to bite down. They're going to have to follow this dude because I like what I'm seeing in this David Blatt. I didn't know nothing about him, but I'm learning a whole lot doing research on this guy. So, you know, big ups to Cleveland, big ups to Dan Gilbert. You know, the only thing is now is that who you going to get? You got it before Thursday, which is, you know, we'll talk about that on Monday. But Thursday is when the NBA draft begins on June 26th. So we going to see. I'm glad Dan Gilbert was able to get him a coach before, you know, the draft, because Lord knows he didn't want that heat on his back for making a mistake again. So I think David Blatt is going to be one of those guys who's going to get it right. So I don't know about you, L. Boogie, but I like the coach. I might not know much about him, but I like what I've heard so far. What's your thoughts about your new coach down there in Cleveland, man? What's the city feeling on David Blatt down there in Cavalier Land?
Well, I got a couple takes, you know, in the streets. And, you know, at first it was, you know, between, you know, Mark Price, Teron Lue, and the guy who they just hired. I'm just glad they didn't go retread, getting somebody who's already been, you know, recycled and fired or terminated, you know, and trying again. So I just want to give a big shout-out and you know, to Dan Gilbert for making that decision. Looks like they're going in the right direction. You know, these young guys, they like to get up and down the floor. The European guys for San Antonio, I guess, you know, that's rubbing off on what we got going on over in the league. So they want to get up and down. He has a different style. So we'll see. We'll see. And like I said, the East is getting better. So we'll see. Everybody in the East, up in you know, who's in Dweller Cellars, I call them, they're going to be picking in that lottery. Philly, Cleveland, Milwaukee. So it's some teams who's going to be, you know, trying to get up there and see those Boston. Miami Heat guys. Now, speaking of that, now let me ask you this, Ro. What is going down with your boy Kevin Love? They're not showing a lot of love for this guy. What's going on in Minnesota? Tell me what's happening, man. The streets talking.
Man, I don't know what you're talking about, not showing no love, but this guy seems to be going everywhere. His name seems to be floating everywhere, L. Boogie, from Boston to old Golden State, you know, to Denver. Man, I don't know where Kevin Love going to end up. I know he's a West Coast roadie, but I don't know, L. Boogie, being in Minnesota, say, man, he said, man, I'm too cold. I need to get up out of here, but I don't know where he's going to end up, L. Boogie. Golden State Warriors have jumped to the forefront of trying to get Kevin Love, but the thing is, you know, Minnesota is trying to pull on them coattails asking Golden State to give up one of the goods. Now, not only do they want David Lee out of Golden State, but they saying Harrison Barnes look mighty fine on that list as well. But then Minnesota say, why don't you go ahead and add Klay Thompson to that, dude? You know, so we can make that trade happen. You can have Kevin Love and Kevin Martin. I don't know if Golden State and the new coach Steve Kerr gonna fall for that banana in the tailpipe, but it's on the table. So, you know, in order for Kevin Love to stay on the West Coast, it's going to take a lot for Golden State to give up. And I don't know if Steve Kerr is going to be able to give up one of those Splash Brothers. You know what I mean, L Boogie? Right along with that, Boston say, hey, man, we got some pretty goods over here, too. We got two first-round picks. The number 6 and the number 17, right along with Jeff Green, and we can throw in one of them youngsters, either Kelly Olynyk, or you can have Jared Sullinger. I mean, you can pick one of the two. You can have you can have your Brown, or you can have your Light. It's all you want. I mean, it's up to you. You know what I mean? And then Denver say they go give up Jennifer Reed and Wilson Chandler. You get what I mean? Plus the first round pick of number 11. For Kevin Love and Kevin Martin. I mean, that's not bad either. I mean, last time I checked, that boy Kendall Fareed, he be flying off the meat rack, you know? But L Boogie, those are your three teams right there so far that are interested in Kevin Love. Now, we heard about Kevin Love being in Boston a couple of weeks ago at a Red Sox game, and, you know, he rubbed shoulders with your boy Rajon Rondo. But Rajon, you know, played it down and said, you know, we ain't really do that. I didn't pitch nothing to it. Yeah, whatever. I wasn't born. I might have been born at night, but it was last night, Rondo. So, and if you didn't, you stupid. You should have pitched everything you could when you could. You know what I mean? That dude right there, that's who you need. Get your assist up, work on them triple-doubles again. But L Boogie, you know, for Kevin Love and, you know, if he wants to go to Golden State, I don't know if Steve Kerr going to give up Klay Thompson in that trade, you know, right along with David Lee. What's your thoughts? Do you think Klay Thompson should be put into that mixture of getting, you know, Kevin Love to the Bay Area?
No, I don't. I think they need to keep that backcourt. That's going to be one of the best backcourts in the league. Why would you give that up? Somebody you can, you know, have a bailout pass to if you're Steph Curry, somebody that can open up that floor. Because if you get Fareed in here and you get Kevin Love, yes, Kevin Love spreads the floor, but we need Kevin Love to rebound. You know, right. They don't have a center. Bogut is not going to be healthy to finish the season. You know, so I don't think they should trade that. I think they should stand pat, stay in that draft, and get him a big to help him out. I think on the perimeter, they're great. You got four guys. You got the Splash Brothers. You got Harrison Barnes. And you got Andre Iguodala. And then you build from there. You got David Lee. You know, that's your nucleus. You got Raymond Green. And I think you should just stay with that and build. They're young. They can get out and run. So I would stay pat. Go in the draft, get me a big guy that can bump and grind and get rebounds and just want to put the ball in the hole once these guys miss shots. I don't think you go get Kevin Love. I think you build with what you got. I think Kevin Love should be, if I were, you know, Golden State, I wouldn't do it. They want too much. So, you know, a good trade for Kevin Love would be with Denver. You get over there with Denver. Get the rocking and rolling with your boy Ty Lawson, you know what I mean? And that would be maybe a good look for him. So if Carmelo doesn't go to Houston, if I was Houston, I'd be looking for Kevin Love.
Chicago is also looking, you know, Kevin Love is also weighing his options about Chicago. He is also waiting to see what happens to Carmelo. If Carmelo takes that shot at Chicago, look out for Kevin Love taking that route going, you know, to the Windy City as well.
Man, it's going to be very interesting. And the thing about it, the draft is June 27th, and the free agents they have until June 29th, that Sunday, am I correct? To opt out of the contract. So it's going to be frizzy going into the holiday, man. We're going to have a lot to talk about next Friday. you know what I mean, on what's going on. So I'm very intrigued about that, bro. Very intrigued about that.
Yeah, it's going down. And, you know, I can't wait till Thursday. The draft is going to really, you know, put a lot of pieces of the puzzle together. You know, a lot of these free agents will then decide on, you know, what's really going on. It's going to be a hot summer, L Boogie. I really hope that the Big Three and the Miami Heat stay together, man. You got to have somebody knock you off the range. I mean, San Antonio did it, but you're not done. You're not that old to where you can't make it back. Yes, the East is getting better, but L Boogie, Miami is still 2 years ahead of those guys, no matter who comes over there. Now, if Carmelo goes to Chicago and bring Kevin along right along with him, now we're going to be talking a different story. But I'm just saying, until that happens, man, Miami is still the team to beat in the East, man. The teams are up and coming, but they ain't ready. You know they ain't ready. We saw Indiana have a debacle the last 2 months of the season and somehow still made it to the finals. Eastern Conference Finals, that is.
Frenzy. Man, it's time to go to the commercial. Man, big shout out to Ustream, you know what I mean, GlobalNetwork1.com, you know, down in Covington, Georgia. We syndicated, man, WERE, man, you know, 98.7. And we still statement. You feel me? The streets is talking, sports talk show. What a twist of hip-hop, 347-855-8896. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, super producer.
Man, niggas tryna get at me.
Though, I run for my niggas. Damn, life so short. Fuck, I don't wanna go to court. Fuck, got a budget for the lawyer though. Fuck, I'm on the run for the money. I'm in the fuck. Paid 200 for it. My little nigga stuck and even got me paranoid. I'm getting money, that's in any nigga category. Double M, I got G's out in California. I ride for my nigga, dawg. I ride for my nigga. I slide for my nigga, dawg. I ride for my nigga.
Thank you, man. Nigga, shine.
It bothers me when the guards get to acting like the broads. Guess every team doesn't come complete with niggas like ours. That's why I see no need to compete with niggas like y'all. I just ask that when you see me, you speak up, nigga, that's all. Don't be ducking like you never wanted nothing. It's feeling like rap changed. It was a time, it was rugged. Back when if a nigga reached, it was for the weapon. Nowadays, niggas reach just to study records. Spaghetti bowling, yeah, in the polo lounge. Me and my G from D.C., that's how I roll around. Might look like, but we heavy though. You think Drake would pull some shit like that, you never know. $1 million meetings in the polo lounge. Me and my man Oliver North, that's how I roll around. Shorty wanna tell me secrets by the rap, nigga. I tell that bitch it's more attractive when you hold it down. Kobe bout to lose 150 M's. Kobe my nigga, I hate it, had to be him. Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Tell Lucy and I said, fuck it, I'm tearing holes in my budget. Bag of life, we in public, then take a ass out in public. Ordered it up for late, told them butterflies, she'll love it. She used to soda and nuggets, she really just tired sucking. I'm just hitting my pinnacle, you and pussy identical. You like the fucking finish line, we can't wait to run into you. But let me get my mind off that young rich motherfucker getting mine off rap with my niggas.
I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Thank you, man. Niggas tryna get at me.
Dawg.
I ride for my niggas.
A new the coupe to that ghost dog. Pigeons on the roof like ghost dog. The white Howard on the post dog. My niggas got the powder through the post dog. Watch the body tilt when you hit the head. Niggas lost meals trying to beat the feds. 10 grams off my last 250 now. Big ass crib, 250 down. Damn. Gave my nigga Max 75. Then they gave my nigga penthouse another 30. Fuck. Got me thinking like I'm 75. Damn. Nigga ain't even seen 30. I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg.
You already know. You back in the asylum. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. What is with the hip hop from a street perspective? Man, with my co-host, the producer, T-Ro. I'm the host, L Boogie. Man, we on blogtalkradio.com. Category Sports, search box, The Streets is Talking. Give us a call, man. 347-855-8896. But, man, before we continue, let's give a shout-out to San Antonio Spurs and the L.A. Kings, man. They had a great parade. Bro, how was the parade, in, you know, down the Riverwalk?
Oh, man, the San Antonio Spurs, they had about 100,000 down there estimated, rocking with the San Antonio Spurs on their way down to the Alamo Dome. You know, where there was another 60,000, you know, repping and getting it in, celebrating with the Spurs. And, you know, not only were the Spurs celebrating, but the L.A. Kings, you know, they brought about 1.5 million down there towards the Staples Center, man. It's just, when people come out to celebrate with your peoples, man, you know. When you win, boy, big things happen there, Boogie. So big ups to the Los Angeles Kings, you know, the NHL winning the Stanley Cup. And big ups to the San Antonio Spurs winning the NBA title, man, and having them parades. That's what it's all about, L Boogie, going out to celebrate, bring everybody out. You got a lot of people that be missing work coming up with excuses. Hey, man, look, man, look, I can't, man, I got flat. Yeah, we saw you on the 6 o'clock news right there down in front, waving to the dudes on the big truck, you know.
You already know the supervisor missed work today on parade day. It was frenzy.
Need to shut everything down.
Hey, big shout out to the LA Kings though, man. They the only one winning championships in LA now.
You wrong for that. You know the phone's gonna be blowing up after you just said that.
Oh, you already know, man. They back. They on the snap like the Cavaliers. Oh, wait. Neither one of us won the bet.
Hey, L Boogie. The Super Bowl champion, Seattle Seahawks. While we talking about champions, well, them boys received their rings yesterday. And man, when you know the rings, it ain't just blinged out. But, man, they got a 3D dimensional, you know, Seahawk right in the middle. So 3D on the ring, man. They got phrases such as, leave no doubt. You know what I'm saying? What's next? This is engraved on the ring. Not only did they have the skull Seattle 43, Denver 8, but they also put on there 24-7 like we do this all the time. And then, of course, you know your boy Richard Sherman. He just can't go without tweeting and doing it. He say, man, we like nice things. How about let's do it again? Because he say he like his ring so much, he won't do it again. So he can get another one. What you think? Seattle can do it again? Or you think Richard Sherman just overhyped what he is?
Well, they're already under the gun when Richard Sherman accepted being on the John Madden cover. They're already down. So, no, I don't think they can repeat. They'll be in the mix, but I don't think they'll repeat because the West is too hard. When I say West, I mean the NFC. I'm not talking about just the conference. I'm talking about the whole NFC, man. It's tough.
Right.
In the AFC, you still got a lot of teams building. But in that NFC, they ready, man. You got the Packers. You got the Bears. You know, you got
The 49ers.
The 49ers, the Rams, everybody in the NFC West, and then, I mean, NFC East, you got the Redskins coming back with RG3. You got, you know, your Cowboys. So it's going to be real tough in that NFC. Look at the NFC South. There hasn't been a team, and I don't think in like 6 years, to win the conference back-to-back. We ain't talking about Super Bowl. We're just talking about winning your conference. So it's going to be tough for a lot of teams to get back to where they were last year.
They showed your boy Cam Newton back after having ankle surgery. They showed him at the, you know, OTAs that are mandatory, and showing him getting around with a little gimp. He says he'll be ready by week one. You think Cam Newton, that ankle surgery was the best thing for Cam Newton at this particular point of his career?
Yes, I think that he really needed that. I'm glad that he had the surgery. You know, it'll slow him down and just get down. One quarterback who shows you that there, you know, no ego is Colin Kaepernick. He gets down, man down. And we know if Cam goes down, it's over with in Charlotte. They have nothing but running game. Without Cam Newton, the Charlotte Panthers is MVG, nothing but garbage.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And to be honest with you, the teams that were on top this year, it looked like they may falter. I don't see teams who are up at the cream of the crop doing too well this year, man. I don't see Seattle doing as well as they did. I don't see San Francisco doing as well as they did. And I surely don't see the Carolina Panthers doing their thing. They might make the playoffs, but I just don't see them dominating like they did last year.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, L Boogie. Let me ask you this. Now, besides the big news in Cleveland about, you know, Cleveland, the Cavaliers hiring their new coach, David Blatt, I've also heard one of my snitches tell me, man, if I'm not mistaken, that Coach Old Pettitine over there then put it out there that the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick got a copy of the Browns playbook. Only for the simple fact that one of the playbooks were given out to Nick Saban of Alabama. And, you know, Nick Saban is a real close friend to Bill Belichick. And now there's some information out there stating that, you know, a playbook is in the Patriots' hands that the Browns, you know, have or run. And Bill Belichick say, man, what's going on? Y'all think we doing that again? What you hearing out there in Cleveland? What's going on with that information, man?
Well, I'm first of all, I just want to say I'm very disappointed in the coach for the Browns. You're now labeled a snitch. And you know, in the streets, we don't mess with snitches. That's your first problem. You CBG, crybaby gangster. Even before the season start, you want to talk about people having playbooks. But when you was with him, you wasn't saying nothing. All of a sudden now you're the enemy. Now you want to snitch. Oh, my goodness, man. Is this how the streets do it? Is this how the streets do it? But I want to say this. It doesn't matter if you know the plays. You still got to stop it. You still got to stop it. So
you
got to
play the game on Sunday.
You got to play the game, man. You can do all the scouting in the world, but you got to get there, you know. So I'm not very worried about good old Mr. You know, with Rex Ryan doing his thing over there, giving out playbooks. Hey, everybody gives them out. What you gonna do? Run a King Cole and copy it? When you get cut, you gonna turn your playbook back? Streets.
You know what I mean, L Boogie? want to give a shout out, man, to my mama, man, and to my auntie, man, to my Aunt Emma, man. Happy birthday, man. I think my Aunt Emma turned 80 yesterday, man, on June 19th, the original Juneteenth day, man. So, you know, man, big ups to my auntie, man. She right around that age, man, you know. Pushing it on up there, Elba. You know how we get down, man. That's Aunt Emma, man. Getting it in. And my Aunt O.D., man, you know, the girls supposed to be rapping it all. They be singing it, going on the road, Elba. Putting it down with that Christian music, boy, that gospel soul on you.
Yeah, man, I see where you got it from. Ooh,
yeah.
Whatever you want. Oh, man, let me stop.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, L Boogie, oh, some other NFL news, man. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has canceled the, you know, the trademarking of the Washington Redskins. You know, saying that it's disparaging to the Native Americans. And now your boy Dan Snyder say he's going to appeal that. What's going on with this Washington Redskins logo, man? Is it causing such a surge as to where we're just, you know, is going overboard, or does Dan Snyder have a point to keep the Washington Redskins logo, you know, being that it's been there since it started? This has been their logo since it started. What's your thoughts on that? Should the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office really be stepping in and counseling it, this trademark of the Washington Redskins?
This is a very tough and sticky situation. Some people call it, you know, racism. You know, back in the day when they would, you know, call an Indian or they would call an African American, they call him a redskin because of the color of his skin. I'm very interested in see what they do. If you want to just say me personally, I'm not going to be politically correct. Is it offensive? It can be, but I think they should just keep it. I know we didn't have the situations or the, when I say situations, we didn't have the resources to go this route as far as, you know, making a lot of noise about racism and the names being used for these mascots. So now that it's been over 100 years and people now want to do something about it, hey, I think they should fight, but on the other hand, I think that they should keep it. Call them the Redskins, you know. And as an owner, you bought them on the strength of being called the Redskins.
Right.
So I'm with Dan Snyder. I would keep the name the Redskins. You know, so I'm with it. Should they change it? No. But if I'm a Native American, I might be a little offended by it. So I would fight. So there you have it, bro. If I'm the owner, I'm fighting too. I'm keeping the name. I bought them the Redskins, so I want to keep the name. But like I said, if you're a civilian and you think it's offensive, then you gotta fight. So
you know,
it's 50-50. You gotta fight for your name.
You got to pull a Donald Sterling.
You got to pull a Donald Sterling. You got to fight. You know, like the Beastie Boys did. You know, you got to fight for your right to party. You know, that's what my old hip-hop is. You know?
Right. Yeah, Boogie, let's take it to the asylum, man, because we got somebody in the asylum, man. We ain't hollered at in a minute, man, and they done blessed us with their presence, so you know I had to get that. Instead of the bright light, man, I had to go get that blue light, man, because some people got them numbers on their arm and blue light. You know what I mean?
So, oh, man.
You know, welcome back to the streets, man. Long time caller we ain't heard from, man. Sean Waters, my friend with a pimp, man.
What's up with it, homeboy?
We got you back on the line, man. Long time no hear. How you been, man? Everything good in the streets?
Man, everything good in the streets. I'm home. Back at it. Back on the radio. Back gigging, man.
No
That's
doubt.
That's what I'm talking about.
And before we continue, man. Oh, man, before we continue, I want to say, man, Sean the Prince, man, he had me on their show, man. You know what I mean? NorthCoastUnderground.com this morning, man, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time in the studio. And, man, the show was hot. You know what I'm saying? So I want to give a shout out, you know what I'm saying, to Sean the Prince and Brandon Carter, man. They let me get into today asylum, bro. And it was hot, man. I wish you could have been in the studio with me.
I won't miss another one.
Hey, yo
Sean
Juan,
man, just wake up here in a minute, man. What was your thoughts about the Miami Heat getting blasted by the San Antonio Spurs, Big Pippin?
Hey, they got that ass whooped, man. I'm gonna be real. I'm Heat Nation, man, because I believe in dominance, man, and I like the dominance of LeBron James. I like the dominance of Dwayne Wade. I like how they go in and they take what they want. But at the same time, man, the San Antonio Spurs had their number this year. San Antonio Spurs was ready for that ass. They say, yeah. We coming to play, man. And to my surprise, I didn't even know the Spurs had 5 rings. Spurs got 5 rings, man. They LeBron them. They fucking with the people, man. They've been champions, man. They've been doing that. So it really didn't come to no shock to me that they got that ass whooped like that, man.
Well,
it's
the
same thing.
They look
like our Cavaliers.
Don't go that low now, Prince. Come on now.
Hey, I'm gonna keep it real, man. I mean, when they whooping ass, I give them their props, man. They got their ass whooped, man. They looked at this discombobulated. They was tired, man. They didn't know which way was up. I mean, LeBron, he went back into that lazy ass defense. You know, when he really swiped at the ball one time and let his defender go by him. I mean, they just didn't look prepared, man. San Antonio, they looked like they was rested. They look like they practiced. The Heat look like they thought they was going to walk up in San Antonio and just demolish some shit. Man, they got their lights shot out. They couldn't take it.
Yes,
they couldn't
keep
up. Then they got to shoot themselves off the game. They got thirsty and pressed. And they couldn't keep up, man. They got their ass whooped. They can try again next year.
That's street.
That's real.
Is this a divorce for the Big Three? What happens now with the Big Three in Miami?
Well, with rumors starting to arise about LeBron leaving and a breakup and all this and all that, I mean, truthfully, the Big Three, it is what it is. I mean, everything has a time and everything runs its course, man. If it's over with for the Big Three, then it's over with for the Big Three. But I'm pretty sure, I'm confident that the heads down to Miami will do what they need to do to prepare themselves to, you know, to be contenders once again. But if it's over for the Big Three, then it's over for the Big Three. I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Let me ask you this, Sean the Prince, on something that you really know. What do you think about your Cleveland Browns? What do you think they're going to do this year? It's been mini camp. They got Johnny Money. The streets is hot. They buzzing. What do you think the Browns are going to do this year? I know you're excited.
I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited. That's a good question because this is my perspective on that. First and foremost, Johnny Money, Johnny Manziel, man, a lot of them young boys, they learned the lesson the hard way. They learned the lesson, man, when you come to the pros, you're not in college no more. I mean, he's a foot, damn near a foot, foot and a half shorter than a lot of the defensive players, a lot of these defensive ends, these linebackers, man, they're bigger, they're faster. It's going to be really exciting to see how he plays in that pocket and how he can overcome that challenge because I'm pretty sure as being a quarterback, it's important to see, you know, your receivers or whatever. So I'm excited with that. And as far as the Browns overall, I'm going to push for a 6-10. You know, I ain't going to live too far outside the box that I can't bring myself back. I'm going to push for a 6-10. That's a nice, solid season. That's a poke at the playoffs to let y'all know, like, once we get it on, it's going to be going on. You know, like, let them know what y'all about, man. Let them know why y'all made it to the pro. So I'm definitely excited, though. I even went and bought me some Browns gear, man. I'm prepared for the game day. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Oh, man. Now, switching back over to the NBA, We're still sticking in Cleveland. What do you think the Cleveland Cavs should do with that number one pick? Who should they get?
Man, I ain't following the draft all like that, man. You know how I am, man. I'm everywhere. I just keep my ear to the streets enough that I know a little bit about a lot. I know a little bit about what's going on. Well, I don't really know who's in the pool. I really don't know who's in the draft pool, so I don't know who they should pick. But I think for one chance they should use the pick for what the pick is worth, get the superstar, get the big name, get the franchise player, use it, man. Just step out there and see if we can bring a championship to this city.
There you have it. Sean Wye, Sean the Prince, it's Freestyle Friday. Can you drop us something before we let you go?
All right, man. I guess I can drop a little something before we'll go. Let me see. I think about something. Every time I get on the phone with y'all, I get in a laid-back mood, so I'm going to kick a little something laid-back one time for y'all. Let me get straight in and let me handle business. I just started and don't plan to finish till I'm in the grave or till I'm in the prison. Some gonna hate, some gonna listen. Whatever y'all do, I'm still gonna spit. Still get drunk, still talk shit, still get crunk, still get rich. I might get mad and fuck your bitch. I rarely fight and I rarely shoot because I stay to myself and keep my mind on my loot. Pray for my health, keep my eyes to the roof of track drama like dirt, so I stay by my boots. Stay on the grind, keep green on my mind. Stay in the mall, hoes love my shine, hoes love my times, only get a little bit. Kids, damn, I fell off a little bit, Ed. I was trying to go for you, though, L. Hey,
oh, man, that was
you know
great
I get
right
excited,
there.
Man. You know I get hyped, man, so I got stumbled a little bit, man. But I tune in with you next Friday. I'm going to have some more hot shit for you.
Oh,
hey,
man, no doubt.
Before I go, that's I got to let y'all know, man, the CEO, Lil Josh Buzzbag Records down in Houston, Texas, down in the Swisher House, man, down there doing it heavy, doing it real big. He with Big Tuck and G-Dash and T-Ferris and Michael Watts, man. They went in the original school store. He said he seen some official slabs with the Vogues and Wells. L, you remember the Vogues and Wells back in 88, 89, poking out Swain.
No
he
doubt.
He said he seen some official shit. So I'm excited to hear about that, man. I'm going to try to get him on y'all's show and get up here so he can tell that story and about, you know, the route that he on trying to bring his record company back to life and the drama that we went through our family and still overcoming that and trying to come through that and still chase our dreams. So we got a lot of stuff going on, man. I really appreciate you coming into the show today, man.
No doubt, no doubt. And can you tell our world how can we catch up with you on your show and follow you on your social media pages?
Well, man, y'all can catch up with me out there. World, check me out, man. I try to keep it hot. I try to keep it entertainment. I try to keep it current. I try to keep it jazzy. We're going to have fun. We're going to tell some laughs. Y'all can hit me up at northcoastunderground.com. Click on the interact tab. Click on the like button or go to the beonair.com. If you got Google Play, go to beonair.com. Click on the alternative channel every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Me and Brandon Carter know that radio show on northcoastunderground.com. Hit me up on Facebook at Sean the Priest. You can hit me up at on Know That Radio on Facebook also, or you can hit me up on Twitter at Mr_Ohio85. But I'm out there. You can Google me, man. I can Google my name, Rashawn Smith, man. All my love, everything about me going to come up interesting. My business is, man, my criminal record, the whole hook, man. I ain't had from nobody. L, we out here, baby.
We out here. Why you think we called the streets, man? That's why we called the streets talking, man. No doubt.
That's what it do, man. Thank y'all for having me.
No doubt.
That's what it is, Press.
Hey, before I go, I already know, man. You want me to tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends, man.
You already know.
That's the truth, man. You the truth, bruh.
No doubt, no doubt. You as well, hey. Man, North Coast, man, underground.com. They ain't even know. The streets is talking sports talk show. They ain't even know. We on Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time. Huh, you better know. And I'm in this silo with my super producer, T-Ro. They ain't even know. Man, let's go, man.
With me right now, you don't even know. This is
$1 million watch, nigga, you don't need none. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't need none. Hey, that monster truck, sit tall as fuck, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, host don't even pour it. Bets on Tom Ford, button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then ho, you know it. AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't need no. It's $1,000 you don't need no. Just $500,000 car, you don't need no. I came up from bottom, you don't need no. My niggas all right with me, you don't need no. Got killers with me right now, you don't need no. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't need no. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't need no.
Hey, that nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't need no. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't need no. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't need no. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't need no. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't need no. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't need no. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out with these stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Greeks all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings, I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know, your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 propylene, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know. Hey, you turned up every day, you don't even know. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know. We turn up in the club, you don't even know. Got 100 bottles coming, you don't even know. We came up from that, you don't even know. Drive a $500,000 car, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. Got bitch speak no English, you don't even know it.
I got you,
This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. This $1,000 pair of shoes,
man, we the hottest thing on the internet. They ain't even know it. We syndicated down in Covington, Georgia. They ain't even know it.
Oh!
We like UGK of the sports talk world. They don't even know it. Man, we really in the street. They don't even know it. Man, we about to blow. They gon' know it. It's the streets. It's talk and sports talk show with the twist of hip-hop, man, from a street perspective, man. With my co-host, super producer, T-Row, Jewel the G. I'm your host, L Boogie. Man, if you want to fly us a kite on the email, man, get with us. The streets is talking, you know what I mean, gmail.com. Facebook us, man. The streets is talking. We on the Twitter, man. Get at us. Man, shout out to my uncle, man. Yo, Uncle Joe, I see you, baby. Uncle Joe gonna stay listening, man. He gonna stay in the streets, man. I'm letting them know they better know it. Man, let's get Nick Mackin quick, man. He just stepped out from a birthday party, bro. He hit me on
he
the
He said he gonna chime in with us. So we gotta hurry up and get to it.
Yo, D Mac, you with
Yo,
us,
big brother D Mac, you on live with the streets. I know you got other things jumping out, but what's up with it, man? Thank you for taking the time.
Man, what's up, fellas, man? I love y'all, man. Hey, no matter what I'm doing or where I'm at, I always got to make sure You know what I'm saying? I chime in with my brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? The only way y'all ain't going to hear from me, the world ain't going to hear from me, if I'm in lockdown. You know what I'm saying? The warning them through the key away. You know? So, you know, y'all always going to hear from me, man. Always, man. Nothing ain't going to never stop that, man. What we talking about tonight, though, man? Well, I mean, you know, we got this World Soccer, you know, the World Cup going on.
Okay, we got the World Cup, but let me get at you about these Cavaliers. Two things. Joel Embiid, foot injury, might be out 4 to 6 months. Not weeks, months. Then you got your boy, a new guy, David Blatt, your coach. He just won a Euro championship. You tell me what the streets is talking, D-Mac.
Hey, why you talking about it, y'all? Man, we just got finished talking about this, man, right before I timed in. So, I mean, let me tell you what the streets is talking about where I'm at. And I'm out here, though.
Uh-oh.
You know, I ain't in the hood, though, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here in Lakewood. I'm out here in Lakewood, man. So, you know, these Lakewood people, you know, I'm talking to. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like I'm at the barbershop, though. You know, but let me tell you what they're talking about and what I brought to these cats when they brought it to my attention. You know what I'm saying? I was never with the center dude, the seven-footer from the get-go. As y'all know, I done spoke on the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about Parker, and that's who I want because this dude had already had a back injury. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I see him being injury-prone. You know what I'm saying? With this pick, we cannot mess this pick up, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be Parker, Jamari Parker, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And that's who I'm sold on because I think he's NBA ready. I had a couple cats and stuff sitting around the table tonight talking about they need to go with the Wiggins dude. Some dude out of left field came and said, well, they still need to get the center, blah, blah, blah. Hell to the north. You know what I'm saying? They need to get Jamari Parker. Or they need to trade that first round pick to to Philadelphia so we can get their 3-10 and still be on point. That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And
you'll be able to get your boy L Boogie been talking about Cle Anthony.
But that's what I think. That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's D-Mac opinion. The hiring of the new coach, y'all, was terrible to me, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if this dude won some championships over there in Europe. And all that damn crap, you know what I'm saying? Man, I want Mark Jackson. You know what I'm saying? That's who I want. Man, we need somebody that these dudes gonna respect. Okay, this dude won championships over there, but when they play our dream team, what we do? We kick ass. We kick butt. You know what I'm saying? So what this dude gonna come here and do? You know what I'm saying? What he gonna come here and do? Nothing, man. They needed a Mark Jackson, a veteran coach that, you know, veteran coach, a player coach, man. I don't understand them going with the Euro coach, man. I really, truly didn't get that pick at all. You know what
about,
but,
what about Mark Price? Why you think he hasn't been hired? Is something wrong with Mark Price being with the Cavs?
I don't know, L Boogie. I'm thinking this personally for me. I'm thinking that maybe he don't have a relationship with Dan Gilbert, bro. You know what I'm saying? Maybe him and Dan Gilbert is not as tight or have a strong relationship as we all might think.
Right.
I mean, that's the only thing.
That's a good point.
I could think. You know what I'm saying? Is that their relationship is not as tight as, you know, we thought, you know, and maybe he not, you know, with the organization and believing a lot of stuff they believe in. Because I would have went with Mark Price instead of this Euro coach, you know.
Let me ask you this, D-Mac. I also read that Tyronn Lue was one of the finalists for the job too. Would you have been, you know, all right with Tyronn Lue getting a head job there?
I would have been cool. I heard they brought him in to Cleveland and talked to him and had him down, you know, at the good too, you know what I'm saying? I've been seeing that guy on a lot of coaches' bench, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting that feedback and, you know, learning, you know, the next level, man. So I definitely would have went with him, man. I would have stayed with somebody in the States, man. I would have, man, because, I mean, who really coach-wise, was this the first coach ever from a Europe League that came over here and coached, and my wife, from what I'm hearing?
Say that one more time, D-Mac.
I said he's the first coach from over there that came in the NBA to coach. He's the first, right?
Well,
that's what
I'm hearing. You had Mike D'Antoni also. You know, he coached over there and played over there. So, you know, they're very excited about, you know, the situation as far as, you know, like I said, offense. That, you know, it's about running now. So, like I said, we'll see.
I think they're gonna mess this pick up, and I'll tell you this, fellas, if they go get this center who's coming off a back injury, who just broke his foot, which nobody has told me how he broke his foot, and they go get that guy, I'm done. Why would y'all waste this pick on a dude that's laid the hell up? That's probably about to be a damn Greg Oden. You know what I'm saying? Go out here and get Jamari Parker. I mean, it's easy. It's easy. I heard somebody today, this morning, say on ESPN that Jamari Parker is average. He's not all that. That Wiggins is better than him because Wiggins was like Mr. Basketball in high school and this and that. And then somebody else chimed in and said that's only because Parker like broke his foot or something like that. Man, the dude, no disrespect, L Boogie. L Boogie stronger than him and got more weight on him, man. That dude Wiggins is little, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, we need somebody that look like they damn near built for this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So but if they feel like they not gonna get Jamari Parker, and they really need to get a couple, because this is a way better draft than last year, way better draft. Trade the pick to Philadelphia. Let Philadelphia deal with that issue, and we get their third, 3, and 10 pick. We're going to get somebody out the top 10 because it's other people better than the 7-footer too. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Then if we get somebody out that top 3, okay, and say dude is there, the 7-footer is there at number 10. Okay, go grab his ass then. You know what I'm saying? Saying if he do drop that far, if everybody be like, man, I ain't messing with him. Do like the Browns did with Manziel. Take that chance. We really want Johnny Money, but we going to get his ass at 22 if he's still there. You know what I'm saying? So if
right.
y'all can do that, because this dude's stock definitely gonna drop. You know what I'm saying? Get that number 3 pick. You know what I'm saying? They can get your boy L Boogie at number 3. What you think?
I agree. You might get Cle Anthony early at number
right.
3. You might get from Arthur
exactly.
at number 3.
Exactly.
You know what
hey,
I mean?
Hey, I was thinking about that too when I heard that they got that Euro coach that they might go with the Australian boy.
Right. So
yeah,
it's going to be very interesting. And
so it's going to be interesting, y'all. Next week, man, that's when the draft is. So, you know,
yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
And we'll be ready. And we'll be expecting
yeah.
to see Mac analysis on that Friday, too, next Friday,
right.
Big Pippin.
Right. But D-Mac.
Yes, sir.
Now, D-Mac, we know you at a party, big homie, so we ain't going to keep you,
exactly.
man. We appreciate you chiming in with us, man. And, you know, much love all the way around, man, in the streets, man. And be careful out there in Lakewood, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I got to, bro. I got to. I love y'all, man. Y'all be cool, man.
That's what's
no
up. Keep it straight out there, too.
And don't forget,
yes, sir,
me, man. While you're in Lakewood, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Already. Yo, L Boogie, we got to keep it going in the asylum, man. We got a first-time caller calling in, man, from Harrisburg, PA. Yo, caller, welcome to the streets, man. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, guys, Mike from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I'm a lifelong Boston Celtics fan here, and I am hoping and praying the Celtics do not trade for Kevin Love, because he's the most overrated player I've seen in the last 10 years. Guys, if you're looking for someone that demands a max contract, a superstar that's going to bring you a championship, you have to play defense. And I'm sorry, he's a below defensive average player that pads his stats on a bad team, and a lot of his rebounds come from him dropping off his man and hanging around the basket because he doesn't have the quickness to cover the four spot. So if someone wants to pay this guy $20 million a year as a max contract, I'm hoping it's not the Boston Celtics, guys.
Yeah, because you'll be getting rid of Jeff Green. You'll be getting rid of one of your number one picks. Actually, maybe even two of those picks. And I like Kelly Olynyk, and I hope he's not part of that package as well. I like Kevin Love, but I'm like you. My host, my co-host, L Boogie, told me earlier, Kevin Love really is just a shooter. I mean, you know, he don't really play up under that basket too often. And like you mentioned, Mike, he gets most of his rebounds on the fly. So I'm with you on that. But you don't think Rajon Rondo and Kevin Love can do some things and work some magic to get Boston back where they were about 3 or 4 years ago?
You know what I think they can do? They can get into about the fourth or third seed in the Eastern Conference, but I don't see that combination winning a championship. Kevin Love wishes he was Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett has the intensity, the defensive presence that Kevin Love will never have.
Should Kevin Love stay West since he's a West Coast type of player or type of guy?
He'd fit right in with Golden State, with the run and gun in the Golden State, no defense. But, you know, to be honest, he needs to be the second or third option on the team. He's not a number one option that's going to lead you to a championship. He has to be, you know, the third option, you know, and have a center behind him that can play some, you know, really good defense, you know, to all his, you know, liabilities at the four spot that he has.
Right, right. Mike, I see you're an Eastern Conference guy. Where do you see Carmelo Anthony going, if not, you know, staying put in New York?
I got a feeling Houston's going to get him. That's just a guess, guys. I don't know anything more than anyone else does. But, you know, the GM over there in Houston is a real willer and dealer, and he seems like if he wants to get someone, he can. And I could see him, you know, getting Carmelo Anthony. I would say it's between Houston and Chicago, in my opinion.
Houston got tax-free money, Mike. So, you know, people, that's why Dwight Howard took his talent, told Superman to Houston. He said, I take all my bread. I don't care about the hundreds. So I just take my 88 straight.
You guys, you know the problem with Houston, if they get Carmelo Anthony, is you got James Harden, you got Carmelo Anthony, Chandler Parsons, you got a bunch of guys that aren't really known for playing defense. And, yeah, they might put up 130 points a game. You know, they're going to look real good in the regular season. But come playoff time against, you know, the Spurs and some of the defensive-minded teams, I'm not buying into them, you know, winning the championship with that roster. You got to play defense in this league. I mean, we've seen it with the Spurs. You know, they're not a flashy team that, you know, everyone's an ESPN highlight team, but, you know, I don't know, guys. What do you think?
I'm with you. You know, Carmelo Anthony is not going to bring you defense. And Houston has two guys that really play defense in Patrick Beverley, and I'll give it to Dwight Howard. He plays defense, but you got to have five guys who have chemistry on, you know, knowing where to be on help side and when to switch and where to be at all times.
San Antonio Spurs showed us all how it's done. Miami shows us how it's done. But, yeah, it'll be a run-and-gun show. Like you say, the first one to 120 more than likely. But on the flip side of that, you're going to get daggered by a team like Portland. What happened to you this year with .9 on the clock, you're going to let a guy like Damon Lillard catch and pop and hit you with the game winner, take it on to the next round. So I feel you, Mike, on that. Now, Mike, my last question to you is this.
Yeah.
Is there a divorce happening in Miami since the debacle of San Antonio taking out the Miami Heat?
Can you say that again, please?
Is it over with the big three in Miami? Is there a divorce about to happen, or the big three going to stay strong?
I think it's over. I just watching Dwayne Wade, I think it scares LeBron. LeBron's watching Dwayne Wade kind of fall apart in the championship, and he's voted before, so he hasn't shown loyalty to his own hometown. So I don't see reason why he's going to stay loyal to Miami. I think he's all about going where he can win championships, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, and right now, D Wade, he's like I told you, he's a Cadillac breaking down. He's MBG right now. He's nothing but garbage.
And the thing about Dwayne Wade is, I would still take him on my team, but for about $10 million. Now, if you're going to pay someone like him $20 million in today's NBA, the way the system's set up, you can't pay a player that with his the quality he's putting out. $20 million. Now, if he would take a pay cut, and they could bring someone else in, with the big three, I would say yes. But I don't think Wade's going to take a big pay cut like he would have to.
Exactly. And let me ask you this, Mike: are you a Pittsburgh Steelers fan or a Philadelphia Eagles fan?
I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan living in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, Mike. That's what it is. Two points in the house, baby.
Guys, I hate the Eagles. I'm sorry. I hate the Eagles with a passion. It turned on me in the late 90s when Michael Irvin was laying on the field, and it looked like he was possibly paralyzed. I don't know if you guys remember that game in the old Vet Stadium. And the Eagles fans were cheering, wishing that he was paralyzed. And after that, it turned to a different level to me. And I love the Cowboys, but I hate the Eagles even worse than I love the Cowboys.
Boy, that's love right there, boy. That's how I feel, Mike.
But unfortunately, I'm truthful, and I was hoping that the Cowboys would have took Johnny Manziel, because I've just seen this Tony Romo act too many years now. And I was on board up until about 2 years ago, but I've seen it too many times, and now with the back issue, I just don't think he can take us where we need to be. And I really wanted to see them go after Manziel or somebody, because I think Romo is just an accident waiting to happen. I think the offense is really good around him. They got a good offensive line, running backs, receivers, but we all know what happens to Romo when it matters most. He falls apart, and I'm a Cowboys fan saying that. I hate to admit it, but it's true. I've seen it the last 10 years.
Yep, I'm right there with you, man. You know what to expect. We got Jerry Jones as the owner, and as long as we got Tony Romo, man, you just got to, hope your card. You hope you get the aces in the poker game, man, but it don't never happen our way.
and then to top it off, our best defensive player, Sean Lee, gets hurt, and they're not even practicing in pads. I mean, it's
Mike,
like this team's cursed.
Do you want me to start crying right now? Because I don't want to start crying right now. I don't want to start crying. Mike, I cried enough last week already when I first heard the news, man. It broke down. So, it sucks. But, hey, Mike, man, we appreciate you checking in with the streets, man. I hope that you can check in with us. We're on every Monday and Friday. And we got a lot to talk about next Friday with the draft. So make sure you check in with us next Friday or from here on forth. You know what I mean?
All right, guys. Have a good one.
No doubt. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
There we go. Thanks, guys.
That was Mike from PA, man. Man, we got to go to a commercial. But before we go to commercial, man, I want to give a shout-out, man, to my cousin, man, Jay Head, and my nephew, King Op. Man, he going to get on, man, and he going to freestyle for us tonight. He going to give us a little sports talk, too, man, because he a coach as well. So I didn't see any battle, man. King Op, man, he got something going down tomorrow night at 7 p.m., and I might go to the Rumble. You know what I mean? So, man, shout-out to King Op, man, Jay Head. I see you, baby. No doubt. Chef, we gonna get you in, man. It's the streets, man. We getting hot tonight, man. And I got the OG scorekeeper, man. Heaven know you in the studio. He done came up for the funeral, man. For the young chef, man. You hit me, man. From Atlanta. Whoa, let's go, bro.
Mixed with that wine sour in my blunt. That's his Zodiac fine. I don't give a fuck. If you rep them dollar signs, go and put them up. Fuck that, I walk back. See, I walk first, move the fuck back. I bag that, I pump that. I real estate, I trump that. Y'all be where them chumps at. Y'all be where them punks at. I be where them choppers, Uzis, AKs, and pumps at. Name a town, a city, I ripped it in. A car model, I ripped it in. A face and shape, I been with her. If not with her, bitch, similar. G's on deck, I really lit this shit. Yeah, from left, rap city, bitch.
My chopper goes tada, it'll turn you inside out. Her ass like tada, my money like tada. Bling, tada, money. Bling, tada, money. Rest, tada. My chopper goes tada, her ass like tada. My money like tada, my car like tada. Bitch, bling, tada, money. Bling, tada, money.
First name, I love this, so love this money is my motherfucking government. Test me, shoot you right there. Leave you right there, leave the scene, tall nigga with long camera. Her ass like Tada, give me that hoe, and Chalada, pop that pussy for my wallet. Six is a weapon, pop out, and I'm riding around, I'm getting it. You already know my CeeLo, I'm big like selling kilos, and you small like P-hole. Like a chopper on my backseat, hand reach, no plan B. I'm the type of nigga wear a pistol to the Grammy. Test me, shoot you right there. Leave you right there. Leave the scene, tall nigga with long hair.
My chopper goes tada, it'll turn you inside out. My ass like tada, my money like tada. Bling, tada, money. Bling, tada, money. Rat, tada. My chopper goes tada, her ass like tada. My money like tada. My car like tada.
Ain't talking dollars, I ain't tryna holler. Push been on this rap shit, fucking with them guallas, fucking with them essays, filling up them chargers. Gas ain't in them gas tanks, them shit's filled with powder. Caskets for you cowards, bang out, let it ring out. Call my chopper Method Man, no way it bring that pain out. Rah! You heard that, ain't no way to swerve that. Bullet slip you on your ass, that chopper push that curb back. Yeah. Fucking around with the wrong one. Yeah, spazzing out like I'm on one. Dark skin nigga with a long gun. Right there, that's nightmare. Like Elm Street, it's Hell Week. I'm Candyman with that white shit.
Hey man, we in the studio, man. Street Talk, a sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. OG done popped up in the studio like that. Are you kidding me? Man,
got out.
Man, God is good, man. You know what I mean?
Wait, from the ATL.
No doubt. Man, we got about 20 minutes left, man. Let's go to the chef, Mr. Controversy. Friday is the draft. You know what I mean? And Embiid is down. What's the deal, chef? Your team had a parade with over 100,000. You know what I mean? What do you think, man? What's on your mind? The World Cup? What we going to do Sunday against Ghana? Talk to me, baby.
Now, we play Portugal Sunday. We already beat Ghana.
I'm sorry. We play Portugal. That's not fair. We 2-0 now. No, we want to know.
We want to know. We about to be 2-0.
L. Bud, what's in the cup tonight, man?
Oh, man, just, you know what I mean, in the studio, man, got my son, man, OG done popped in. We going to go, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow, you know what I mean, bless the world with, you know what I'm saying, chef and the other chef in a better place, man, and I can't wait to get with you and go to the, you know, San Antonio party, man.
Man, you know, man, 100,000, man, you know, that's what's expected, man. You know, my boys put on, man. Hallamore, we had people from Cleveland there. They was the money, you know, everywhere, from everywhere. Miami was there. They celebrated because LeBron gone. You know, the streets is talking, man. Too much controversy. And everybody know this. LeBron James is not that type of guy who can stand controversy. So you know what's going
on. Oh, man.
He got the gun to his head, and he about to put it. You know? Hey, hey, listen, man. I'm about to start to eat tonight, man. And I ain't even about to hold back, man. I'm calling out a lot of things. Hey, listen, hey, T-Ro, man. We don't care about your weak Cowboys, man. They're not going to do anything. You paying callers to call in now to talk about the Cowboys? Is that going to help you? Is that going to help them? Don't nobody care about the Cowboys.
Hey, you be disrespectful.
He's talking about the Cowboys and the Cowboys years and about to go time, listen. Hey, I want to address this hiring of the Cavs. I pulled his credentials. It's kind of magnificent. But I just want to let him know one thing. You was no Greg Popovich. Don't think you are. Don't think you about to bring these international players and make something like Greg Popovich. He's a no-nonsense type of guy. You're not him. So let's stop that, freeze that, and let's worry about what's going on and what we got to handle now. Let's put the pieces together. Let's make it come together. Sit up here and progress as a city, as an organization. Because we've been this L column for too long, averaging 25 wins a season. You know, we've been this L column, so let's get up out of there first. Let's worry about that first. It's putting the necessity pieces of what's going on that we need to make things happen. If it can't make it happen, let's let a lot of people go. Let's trade. Let's do what we got to do in progress. L. Book. I'm about to start the controversy because I was in the streets earlier this week, and I was with my pilgrim. I was with my pilgrim. And, no, listen, no, look. And we're talking baseball. Hey, the Green Eyed Bandit, what's going on with the Indians, baby? They ain't believing in them. They ain't believing in them. I'm not believing in them. What's going on? Deke, man, I'm calling you, man. Man, listen, All-Star Week is right around the corner. Your man's in there looking too good. I want to know what's going on. Yo, Book, make sure this gets delivered. What is going on with the Indians, man?
It looks like they're hanging tough. They're about 2 games above 500.
They
need to walk off Grand Slam.
Yeah.
You know, they all right. They trying to hold steady.
These Cleveland fans ain't believing in them. They said they need more people. No, they said they need more people.
We need more people.
For real. They was drinking with me. I wasn't drinking, but they drinking with me. I'm fake drinking. They think I'm simple. I ain't even
let me ask you this, Chef. The hiring of the new coach, David Black. What do you think about that hiring? Do you think it's a good thing for the Cleveland Cavs?
Like I just said, I put his wrestling mask in. He run a type of Princeton culture style. What it's about? Can he be the head general? Can he be the ATNIC? That's what it's about. Can he keep a control in the locker room? Because it's a lot of anger in the locker room. It's a lot of competition, ego. If he can withstand that, the Cavs can do something. Because it's proven we got a lot of young talent over there. But it's a lot of things he has to address, as in to get rid of Tristan Thompson and Varejao, y'all, unless Varejao will come off the bench. T.J. Mayu is not worth no $20 million. Let's take a pay cut. Let's give you about 7 to 8 because you're not getting no $20 million. you know, I'm just being honest. You haven't been that type of dude. You see glimpses of what you can do, but you're not consistent with it. And since you're not consistent with it, you know what? Let me back up real quick. Last 3 weeks, he was talking about Chris Bosh. Like, do y'all know this man makes $20 million a year? This man makes $20 million a year. Like, he's just that type of player. You see what I'm saying? We got to sit up here and we can argue this forever that he's not a $20 million player. He's not that player.
So but he got the bread.
He's not that player. He's not that type of player. He's not. Kevin Love. Kevin Love, you need shooters. Yes, he can bang.
Kevin Love ain't no down low player.
I listen, man, I'm not agreeing with a lot of things I've been reading. People getting 20, 30 million and all this other. It's just too much, man. We got to worry about what's going on. It's just people getting overpaid and they're not producing these type of numbers that need to be produced.
I agree with you there.
Black come in, he gets some order in that locker room, he put the pieces around, and it's going to be a success. Now, I want to address something, and I'm about to make the most sense ever. I have to retrace my statement that I made last week. I don't believe Carmelo Anthony is going to be in the West. I don't believe that because it's too hot competitive, and if he continues losing, he will never turn over it. He's going to take an easy route. He's going to, if he leaves, he's going to find a place in the East because he's not that stupid. You got to battle Portland, Dallas, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Memphis. Man, it's too tough over there. You got teams on the uprising just committing. Sacramento is one player away for sit up here and producing. I just don't see it. I just don't see him coming over here to that fight because I don't see it. I don't believe it's going to happen. I don't believe it. I think he's going to take a very similar route because you only have two or three teams to worry about off the East. If that.
You don't think that by him playing 9 seasons in Denver doesn't, you know, kind of help him, you know, believe that he can play in the West?
And what have you been?
I'm just saying. I know what happened. I know he ain't got out the first round. I'm just saying Houston is, an intriguing place to play. Talent. You got coaching.
And quick, I just shot that at you. That's my point. He don't want to go through that. It's too hard. It's too hard. He gonna stay in the East where he can make some out of himself, where he can progress it. I don't see him coming to the West. I've been doing a lot of study. I don't see that. It's too high. It's too high maintenance over there, man. You're going to have to sit up and bring way more pieces. You have to bring way more pieces than you just coming over there and thinking y'all about to go somewhere because they about to lose a lot of pieces. They about to lose 3 or 4 players. They need a point guard. Patrick Beverly is not a point guard. I don't care what no one says.
He can't play no other position. He's too small.
I'm in the streets tonight, man. I'm smoking, man. Jeremy Lin is leaving. They talking about he going to the Lakers. I don't care where his bum is going. I don't care. I'm not a Jeremy Lin fan. Man, I'm in the streets tonight, man. I'm smoking, man. I'm caught in the green badge, you know. I'm calling people out tonight. I want to see what's going on, man. Everybody been calling my boys out all year. I'm calling people teams out. I'm calling the Cowboys out before training camp. You're going to have to show me more. L Boogie, guess what? I'm calling the Packers out. They're going to have to show me more. Green Bandit, I don't like what I'm seeing. The people's not believing in Cleveland. So I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's going on, man.
Don't get overexcited because y'all been celebrating with a parade and everything going down by the Alamo. Nobody don't care about y'all celebrate. Don't be calling my team out. The Cowboys know what we are. We mediocre right now. But that's
man,
all right. We know what we're saying.
The only thing smoking about that is the stars, man. The hockey team, man. Stop playing with the chef like that.
The only thing smoking about that is bars.
Master T, man, you better recognize.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I'm starting controversy, man. I'm starting controversy.
Before man, I can't wait.
Speaking
of Freestyle Friday, yo, Chef, man, we gotta let you go right quick, man, because we got to get King Ock in, man.
Oh,
he's
wait.
An ox.
Oh,
my
wait.
Nephew. But before we let you go, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends who are going to be at that hotel party for the San Antonio Spurs in Cleveland.
They don't even know what's going on. They don't even know it. Man, I love y'all, man. Be safe out here, y'all. The streets is gutty out here.
Absolutely. Love you, brother. L Boogie, it's time to get King out there.
Man, it's time to get King Gok in, man.
Uh-oh, it's about to go down. King Gok, welcome to the streets, man. It's Freestyle Friday. I didn't hear any rave reviews about my dude. What's happening, King Gok? Welcome to the streets.
What up with it, huh? What up with it?
Oh, man, it's going down, man.
Listen. Nephew.
Oh, I like the way that went down. That was tight. I think Nephew done hung up on us, L. We got to get him back in, bro.
Yeah, we got to get him back in. I hope I can get him back in. Because I wanted him to tell a little bit about himself.
Is that it right there?
Oh, he's back. Yeah, he's back.
Oh.
Yeah, bad connection, bad connection.
No doubt. Yo, before we get started, King, I just want you to tell a word about yourself, how they can get in touch with you on the social media, and where they can find you, where you be doing your you know what I'm saying, your battles, man. Tell them about yourself and how they can get in touch with you first before we get going.
Okay, I'm King Gox from East Cleveland. You can follow me on Twitter, K1NG_OX. Also on Facebook, King Gox Mr. 6D. You know what I'm saying? Battle rap, been killing niggas for quite a while now.
No doubt. And King Gox, let me ask you one question before we let you freestyle.
Okay.
What do you think the Cavs need to do with the number one pick?
Oh, man. I hope they just don't pick another Anthony Bennett. But, you know, I think they go with my man Andrew Wiggins. He looking like the top one, you know what I'm saying? Dude had his foot surgery today, so, you know, that drops him. So Andrew Wiggins looks like the best, you know what I'm saying, player to pick right now.
Wow. Very interesting. They want you
now with that coach. Parker. I don't know about that pick. Now that was a terrible pick right there with that coach, man.
Right, David Black. So
man,
but yeah, we glad you gave us your take. It's Freestyle Friday. Give us what you got, nephew. All
right, I say. From a block full of goons, the whole team is treacherous. From a block with more blocks than a game of Tetris. Bitch, I'm Debo. I ain't trying to snatch no necklace. If you eating, then I'm starving. I'ma take your breakfast. I'm from the heart of my hood. Northfield, hating strip. Got gorillas wild. I feed the bitch niggas banana clips. I'm waiting on your master flip. I'll blaze his ass. AK his ass. The pumper raise his ass. Bitch, I'm sick. Look you in your face and blast. Go to the funeral. Get in his mom's face and laugh. Tech knives. 4 5s. 40 cows and ARs. Pull yours. We spray yours. Pussy niggas gonna play hard. Till that chopper go get him. July used to 9. 20 bullets on his chest, 30 more on his spine. I guess it's your time, so get it right, bitch, before I let the pump loose and you lose your life, bitch. But set me your mic, miss. Them games so righteous. Niggas hit my flows like ox. Ain't no way you write this. No, that's just a little something.
Ooh. Ooh, wait.
Yeah, y'all can definitely come out and check me out, man, tomorrow night, man. I'll be up on 176 in St. Clair around 7 p.m., man. I got another battle tomorrow, so, man, if y'all can't check me out, it's only $10 cover charge.
No doubt.
Well, kill him. Man. Kill him dead, King Ock. Hit him below the knees where it hurts. Yeah.
Man, and you know it's always going to be on the YouTube, so make sure, you know what I'm saying, you keep throwing that information out there, giving it to me, and I'll give it to the world as well, man. And, nephew, I want to thank you, man, for blessing us with your lyrical flow, man. You're hot, and you know I'm going to come support you, man. So tell them, you know what I mean, L Boogie, man, Uncle L Boogie, be there tomorrow at 7 p.m. in the streets, man. I got you, no doubt. I might have having no OG scorekeeper with me too, bro. You know what I mean?
You already know the streets is talking.
Man. King Gox, don't forget,
hit him with it.
Don't forget, King Gox, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
You already know, Big Gong. Get at me.
Hey, old Boogie, we below the 5-minute mark. You about to get it in?
Man, let me get it in, man, before we get out of here, man. I'm ready. You ready for me, man?
Man, say, follow up King Ock to take us out of here, man.
Man, I'm a follow up King Ock. That means I'm a think outside the box. And you know how I come. I'm always coming unorthodox. They mind is in a paradox. But I tell you one thing, man, they don't want a box because I'm doing it for the hip-hop. You looking at your time watch? I don't think you see and understand what time it is. L Boogie, T-Row, OG, we about the biz. These dudes is tripping. We grown men. They acting like kids. You still looking in the past, wondering about what you did. Man, you ain't got no game because you be talking about your future. I don't understand what you trying to hold, man, but I'm coming at you and I'm duking. Man, you like manure. I'm like an entrepreneur. What you going to do when I take it from you? You going to say, ugh. Man, I'm back in the paint, giving it to you double-doubles like Tim Duncan. I don't care what they doing, man. They look orange like a pumpkin. I'm back. My man OG got the polo cap. We going to go to the spot, man, and we going to do it for my man back in an app. Oh, man, you better download me and check me out on the street. It's me, T-Row OG, man, and my son, yeah, DeVille Moore Meeks. Oh, man, I'm through. Let me pass the joint. I can't help it that my hood anointed. I'm the king, man. Young people versus violence. Like I said before, bad boys moving silent. I'm gone, bro.
Yeah, buddy. That's how we get down Freestyle Friday. Man, big shout out to King Ox, man, for flowing on the Freestyle Friday, L Boogie. Good luck to you, King Ox. Go out there, man, and do your thing. You know, do you what you always do on that battle side, man. You know, big shout out to L Boogie. North Park, Texas, stand up. ULCG out there in L.A. To my brother, Skeeter Mo Diggins Johnson, third, man. You know what it is. Big Red, I see you, baby girl. You know, to my mama in the hood, you know what it is. Studio guest, to my wife. You know, hanging out with me this evening, man, in the studio. Just kicking back, you know what I mean? Green Eye, I see you. Chef, much love, man. Get me to the party, man. You always be leaving me out. I need to be in the spot, man. Come on, Chef. You know what I'm saying? Blues in the house. And to the family, L Boogie, you know I love you, brother. I know it's cold out there, man, but, you know, keep your hoodie on and tempo place. You know how we do.
Oh, man, no doubt, man. Hold on, man. I'm gonna go out with the tell a friends to tell a friends to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. But tonight I'm gonna go out on this one, and we're gonna take it from the streets officials.
Hey, OG scorekeeper, and the G is for G Code. You don't know, I mean, I will tell you nothing. Sports officials, streets is talking. Heaven on you. Check us out. Sundays from 12 to 2. Good looking out, Chief Road. Good looking out, Cleveland.
Oh.
Donut. ATL. L Boogie. Got your back, baby. Gonna send us
that's
home, baby.
Dude. Oh, gee, what's happening? You keep it cool down there, Pippin. I know the weather's different than the ATL.
Man. Those who talk don't know. And those who know don't talk. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, it's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Man, for T-Bro, Juel Dedrick, I'm L Boogie. We about to get back into our sales, man. Picture us rolling.
Oh! Picture us rolling. Baby, man.
Slide a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me, bro.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, but beef how my nigga Slide do it. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swinging. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game, dress code change. Pack a 40 Glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remy and burning back Lacks and Chevys on the wrong. 96 big body sitting no chrome. We head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine, picture me rolling.
Fuck up in it, formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit a lick drastically. Cause these some rolling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't teach you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. I'ma count the proper TKO, you got the wrong spot. Nigga, time to clock it. I get the liquor, and you can get the female. It's spooky shit that we inflict and get street sales.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on stolen balls, hog in this pocket. Nigga, picture us rolling.